Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield, here today with the Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. Well, my guess is that you have the same experience that I do. Life is full of if-then conditions. If I do this, then this will happen. And we can generally count on those things, right? If I put gas in my car will move from point A to point B, right? If I put food in my stomach, I won't be hungry for a while. Okay, so those are simple, kind of silly examples, but it's the truth, right? If we do certain things, then generally, automatically, other things will happen. Well, I like that because it brings clarity, right? And for me, a person like myself, having that kind of clarity is really, really helpful. And I like to know, okay, well, if I do this, if I put this in, then I'll get this out. And I appreciate that. And yet at the same time, I'm wise enough, I think, and have lived long enough to know that it doesn't always work that way. Well, as we get into the book of Proverbs, we just started it yesterday, and now we're into chapter 2 of Proverbs. We have these Proverbs that aren't necessarily these promises of God, that if you do this, then this will automatically happen. They're principles, and it's most likely what will happen. And it's wisdom from God for life, for you and for me. And so as we get into Proverbs 2, and we have the writer who's writing to a young man, writing to his son, he starts it off in the first few verses by giving him some if-then conditional statements. And I don't know about you, but if I could fully understand the fear of the Lord, if I could have a full understanding of the knowledge of God, I think I'd go after it. But how? Well, the writer of the Proverbs puts a condition on it. He says this: "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands with you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." So the majority of that section of text in Proverbs chapter 2 lays down the conditions, right? If you accept my words, if you store my commands, if you turn your ear to wisdom, if you apply your heart to understanding, if you call out for insight, if you cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver, if you search for it as for hidden treasure, if, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And what we learned back in Proverbs 1 is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And here's what I appreciate about what this father is writing to his son. Is he is helping his son understand that if you want to understand the fear of the Lord, if you want to find the knowledge of God, which hopefully we as humans who came from God, who were created by God, hopefully that we do desire that. What this father is trying to help his son understand is if you want that, if you sincerely do desire that, well, then it's going to take some work on your end, some effort on your end. There was a bunch of conditions in there, right? And it reminds me of what the Apostle James writes about in his letter in the New Testament. And he says to those he's writing to, he says, you have not the wisdom of God because you ask not. You don't seek it. You don't ask for it. And when you do, it's often for your own selfish gain. And so, friends, I don't know about you, but today as I read from the book of Proverbs in chapter 2, I'm challenged. Because, sure, there's times that I just want things given to me. I just want things crystal clear. But what I'm reading here in Proverbs today, and hopefully you're hearing as well, is that I need to be seeking God on this, right? If I want from God, then I need to be seeking God. if I want to understand the fear of the Lord, if I want to find the knowledge of God, well, I need to ask for it. I need to call out for it. I need to look for it. I need to turn my ear to it. I need to accept it when it comes and not take what I want and leave what I don't want. Friends, there's some conditions laid down for us here today in God's Word. My hope, my prayer for you and for me is that we will do the if so that we can receive the then. Have a great day, friends. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.